Thank you so much for having me. My name is Amanda Wusso, and I am the Adult Services Coordinator at the Farmington Public Library. I'm here to not only tell you the health benefits of reading, but all the other wonderful things that our library has to offer you. Let me start off with a scary fact about New Mexico. According to the Kids Count data book, 76% of fourth graders are not proficient in reading. Reading significantly correlates to education levels, which in turn links to poverty levels, economic well-being, and even health. So you can see how reading trickles down to adulthood and success in almost every aspect of life. But let's get to the good stuff, the health benefits of reading. First, reading improves brain connectivity and cognitive abilities. Neurologists suggest that reading can slow down cognitive decline as you age and can even prevent memory loss. A young person's cognitive skills will build, and older readers will benefit from a mentally stimulating activity to decrease the cognitive decline. Did you know that our attention span has decreased significantly in the last 20 years? Some scientists even claim our attention span is shorter than that of a goldfish. Similarly, reading helps reduce and manage stress and depression. If you've read a good book, you know how lost you can get in the story. Sometimes we need to forget about our worries for a while. One study showed that reading reduced stress by 68%. Children who read can become more mindful and more optimistic. It can help you empathize and strengthen relationships. The characters you read about in your favorite books may help you understand feelings, which can help you understand the feelings of those in the real world. This is especially beneficial for children who are learning about relationships and their own self-identity. A good book before bed can help you sleep, too. Instead of the blinding lights of a TV or other device, it's suggested that you pick up a good old paper book. Finally, reading builds your vocabulary. If a person starts reading at a young age, their vocabulary increases, which will lead to better test-taking skills and especially better communication skills. One long-term study found that those who read books live almost 2 years longer than those who don't read or who rely on other forms of media. If you ever want to learn more about health, we have a number of books in our library that can help you, as well as several online resources that have been vetted by our reference staff. We also have an area of our website dedicated to health and wellness, and even subscription databases that you can access as a cardholder. These include resources on health and medicine, psychology, and specific resources for teens. We are your one-stop shop for reliable and relevant health resources. So why not read? I honestly can't come up with a good reason. I may be biased, but reading is so great for so many reasons. And yes, audiobooks count. Graphic novels count. Please don't ever discount these great formats. Research says that you just need 30 minutes of reading a day to benefit. Nobody is too busy. And wouldn't it be worth it for your health to make the time? But here at the Farmington Public Library, we offer more than just books. We offer so many free programs for all ages throughout the year. We offer computer classes for those who might need a little help using their computers and other devices. We offer programs for families, for children, for teens, for adults, everybody. Some of our bigger events coming up include the 20th anniversary of our building in August, our giant book sale in September, solar eclipse events in October, and a local author fair highlighting area writers at the beginning of November. Also coming this fall is a series of financially empowering programs and speakers. So definitely keep an eye on our calendar for more. We have a Southwest room with a special collection of books pertaining to the Four Corners area. Books about New Mexico, Farmington, Navajo, and even the UFO sighting in Aztec. Tired of expensive streaming services and downloadable books? We offer Canopy, a free streaming service to view a variety of documentaries, movies, and TV shows. We have Libby, where you can download free ebooks and audiobooks to your device. And we are super thrilled to announce the launch of our Makerspace, an innovative program centered around maker equipment, revolutionizing the way individuals create and bring their ideas to life. At the heart of this program are cutting-edge tools, including 3D printers, resin printers, laser engravers, and CNC routers. By providing access to these advanced machines, we aim to empower aspiring makers, artists, engineers, and entrepreneurs. So stay tuned for that. Right now, we're almost halfway through our summer reading program. Our summer reading program is not just for kids. Adults and teens, everyone of all ages, can participate. By reading just 5 books between June 1st and July 31st, you are entered to win one of our incredible grand prizes. For each additional book you read and log, you'll get another chance to win. Adults can win a Kona mountain bike, teens can win a PlayStation 5, and kids can win a 12-volt Chevy Silverado. Participants can also win a number of weekly prizes and raffle prizes, too. All you have to do is accept the challenge in Beanstack. Beanstack is a reading app that you can use all year long to join many other reading challenges. So download the app to get started. On Monday, August 7th, we're wrapping up summer with our foam party. We are welcoming back Anne Lincoln and her foam cannon. It's a family-friendly tradition to end the summer on a high note. If you don't yet have a library card, please go www.infoway.org and click Get a Library Card to get started. You can also go to our website to sign up for our monthly newsletter. Don't be the last to know about our amazing events and what's new at the library. If you want more information about anything I've mentioned, please head over to the Farmington Public Library and ask any staff member. They're more than happy to connect you to the right person for the right answer. Thank you so much for being a member of the amazing Farmington community. I am Amanda Wusso, and I hope to see you soon at the Farmington Public Library.